Hey guys, so I'm hanging out with some fourth graders here at Sunset Hill, and they have been learning about elapsed time, and they're going to tell us a little bit about what they learned today. So who would like to share a strategy or something that you learned new today that really helped you solve these word problems?
A strategy I used is not using very little times, but using bigger numbers.
Bigger numbers. And they use the T-chart primarily today to solve these board problems.
My strategy was using the T-chart because it helped using the time on it with the T-chart.
My strategy was counting by an hour because that really worked well for me.
My strategy was working with the T-chart and not making the numbers too big or too small.
My strategy was using the T-chart and splitting hours and minutes into 10 minutes.
Anybody else?
I used a strategy like a T-chart with, I put hours down first and then I put the time down.
Okay, who would like to share something new that they learned when they were working with their task cards and their partners on elapsed time?
I kind of taught myself how to do reversed problems before we actually learned about it.
I learned how to add up the times in the problem, and then so I didn't have to do it, add up the times over and over and over again.
I learned split up the parts of the question into the special numbers that go with it.
I learned how to split the numbers into smaller groups so it's easier to figure out the question.
So these guys were working on one-step problems and multi-step elapsed time problems, and they are rock stars. Thank you so much, fourth grade.